Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have the Executive Director of Jamestown Tourism, Searle Sweetland, joining us. And Searle, welcome to our show.
Hey, Warren, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely, Searle. Thank you for taking the time to join us here on Let's Talk About It. Very exciting time for Jamestown. Once July rolls around, I mean, get your party hats on because there's so much going on Jamestown. So Searle joining us, we're going to talk about White Cloud Days, which kicks off real soon. It's following the 4th of July. July 8th and 9th. So Searle's joining us. White Cloud Days, for those maybe who have not participated in the events or checked that out before, what is it?
White Cloud Days has a long-standing history in our community. It's sort of what I consider to be Jamestown's community festival. It's that weekend when you come home to visit mom and dad. It's the weekend when the class reunions happen. Yeah. It's the weekends when families get together to be together. And, you know, in Jamestown, this iconic animal, you know, it's kind of an interesting year in the context that it also came home to us after having passed away this last fall. So it's a really special year for us.
Yeah, it's been held for its birthday, really. It's been known as White Cloud's birthday.
Birthday, exactly.
So I love it. It's very fitting that now White Cloud is back at the National Buffalo Museum. So it'll be a great chance for people to come back and check that out, too.
That's right.
So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about some of the old things the regulars that are happening with White Cloud Days, the new things happening. What are some of the highlights of this festival?
You got your old standards, Warren. I mean, you've got those pieces that make this festival wonderful and unique, and they come back every year. And I'll say a couple of them just off the cuff. The pancake breakfast put on by the firemen. That's just a monster.
Yeah.
People coming in and out of there. Who doesn't love good pancakes, right? a parade. And again, a small town community parade. Tootsie Rolls everywhere. It's going to be great. The parade, again, will start at McElroy Park. And Warren, are you in the parade this year?
I know we'll have the Radio Rover. The radio station will. So, I mean, but
the line is going to be a little different this year for the people who have done this in the past. They're just going to say whoever comes first gets to be in the front. Whoever's there at the end goes to the last. And I think it's going to be great. I think that's the way to do it. After that's done, we all head down to McElroy Park for the Classic Car Club show. And that's where vendors will be, food will be. I mean, it's, you know, that's such a beautiful park. And that time of the year, you get that beautiful canopy and just hanging out, eating food, looking at great cars. It's great.
Yeah.
But up in the Frontier Village, you know, I can't tell you how many people make it a yearly voyage to get up there and grab one of those buffalo burgers from the general store. And that always happens. There are going to be a bunch of things happening at the Frontier Village, demonstrations, Half Price, pony rides, just tons of stuff. So look at the schedule for that.
Perfect. Again, Searle Sweetland with the Jamestown Tourism. He's the executive director there. We're talking White Cloud Days. So there are those old staples, the things that people can expect every year with White Cloud Days. But we're mixing it up too this year. Some new things to add into the mix. So
absolutely,
we got to keep our eyes on those too.
We got this new community partner, the track facility, and they're going to put together a 5K race. And it's going to start at the professional building downtown. And no, not downtown. The professional building's by
the park.
Sorry about that, listeners. The professional building by the park.
Okay.
And that's a new event this year. I think that's going to be great. Who doesn't love a good 5K? I won't be running. I just want to say to you.
Sign me up for the color part of it, but probably not the running part of it. That's
right.
For sure.
If there's donuts afterwards, then we'll talk.
I'll run for a donut.
That's right. you know, the last couple of years, the mini art hunt sponsored by the Arts Center has taken place throughout the community.
Yeah.
And so at first I thought, well, what is this art hunt about?
It's not a person, right?
Who is Art Hunt? Yeah. No, but the Art Hunt, I mean, they put together these beautiful pieces of art and they hide them throughout different parks in the community. And then they give you little clues at certain times throughout the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fun. Last year I drove to one of the parks to kind of participate, and I can't believe how many people are out
there. Lots of people out there looking for it.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
So, and in addition to that, another great new community partner, the 1883 Stetson County Courthouse, they're going to be having their grand opening event. Now, they've been open all summer, but I want to tell folks, like, if you think you've been inside the building and you've seen it, you haven't. It's amazing.
It's immaculate.
The work that group has done to raise money and then restore it is just remarkable. And I just can't tell the community enough, like, we need to get out. We need to take a look at this facility. We need to hear the story.
Mm-hmm.
And what's fun about it is Steve Reedburn, longtime member of this community, historian. He works there throughout the summer, and he's on hand to give tours. So ask Steve to give you a little tour, take you around the place, whether you make it out White Cloud Day Festival weekend or just any time throughout the summer. It's open from 10 to 5 Wednesday through Sunday through Labor Day. So
beautiful. Yeah, those are, I mean, those are some of the newer things that are going on for White Cloud Days this year. And you're right, Cyril. Speaking of the courthouse, I read somewhere that it is the has the largest collection of pressed tin in the state of North Dakota.
Yeah. Yeah.
People love that pressed tin, and it looks good in there.
It does.
It's good. Awesome.
It looks good.
So check out the courthouse. Check out all the new events, all the old staples, as Cyril pointed out, too. And you know, as we pointed out, it is the celebration of White Cloud. White Cloud is back, and the museum's encouraging people to stop up there, too.
Yeah, and it's a weekend for us to just get out and be out. So if you have a chance and you're out and about and you're up at the Frontier Village and the National Buffalo Museum, take in the new museum. I say new museum because it's the same building, but inside doesn't even look remotely similar. Even the exhibit has just been redone. They have a 15-minute orientation video that is exquisite. And, you know, even though it's $8 to get in, Warren, I think you guys have a little special deal here.
Yeah, no, I love that you brought that up. NewsDakota.com, we have our Wheeler dealer always. And the Buffalo Museum graciously gave us tickets that will be given away at half price. So, I mean, there's so much winning this
family's
that weekend.
Here.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to Warren. He'll hook you up with some good tickets.
Exactly.
And get them up there. It is really remarkable. It's wonderful.
Perfect. Speaking of the museum, Cyril, one thing we also wanted to touch on is they're going to be doing something during White Cloud Days, too, with the a sweet presentation, it sounds like.
The museum and the Frontier Village are working together to bring together some of the Native American flutists and dancers. And the National Buffalo Museum is also going to have some Native American vendors who will be outside of their facility. So, again, just another piece of the puzzle for the great event that's coming up.
I love it. I love it so much. Cyril Sweetland, again, with the Jamestown Tourism. There's so much more that we didn't cover, too, Cyril, that's happening.
It's a lot.
So there's a lot of ways they can get more information. They can find the schedule or people they can contact for
always
that.
Always on JamestownCalendar.com. You can see the schedule. The posters are a little, you know, it's White Cloud Days. So you look around town, you see the posters, but they're very unassuming because, again, it's White Cloud Days.
Exactly.
It's just a white poster with a little buffalo on it.
Yeah, but it'll catch your eye because there's a lot of information on there.
And there's a lot of information, so you can find it there, and you can also find it at the website for the National Buffalo Museum.
Beautiful. So a lot of ways to get more information on it. White Cloud Days, July 8th and 9th in Jamestown. Cyril, is there anything else going on with Jamestown Tourism that you want to make mention of while we're here?
Well, you know, coming up, we all know that the fair is going on. The races for the Jamestown Speedway are going to be on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
And at 10 o'clock, they'll stop the races, and that's when our community fireworks celebration will happen. So mark your calendars, July 4th, 10 o'clock, Jamestown Speedway, fireworks.
Always a great show.
Absolutely.
Always a great show.
Always great.
Cyril, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren.